Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 44 and a half weeks since we had found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I asked myself, what do I know? I know that I've been closer to God as a result of a difficult time. I know that instead of turning away, I have turned toward my help, and that is the message that I want to share with you today. When I shared with you last week that the message, the gown opens in the back, I stopped when I left the hospital. That's where the message ended. That's not where the story ended. That's not where my journey ended. I was trying to not allow these to run on and on, as I sometimes can do. And what I want to share with you today is the continued story of my journey. In that same day, after getting home, I would be back in the hospital with another gown that opened in the back. Not what I had expected, certainly not as I had planned my day to go, but that is exactly how it happened. And not following a path that I had seen, but being on the path that God had for me and being aware that I was not alone meant everything. So I come home, and it's a couple hours after my colonoscopy, and I knew I wasn't feeling well. I think I had told you I'd been coughing at the hospital. I had a sore throat, a headache, and I come home. Within 5 hours, I'm in the emergency room. I had come home, kept coughing, and started running a fever. The headache did not leave, and I started feeling really poorly and used the phone number that they had sent me home with to call the nurse's line, who then advised me to see a doctor within the next 4 hours. Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, everybody, and it's 7 o'clock, so seeing a doctor meant going to the emergency room. I would not use that term, emergency room, as comforting, but that's what I felt that evening. I felt comforted. I went and ended up, we have two emergency rooms here in Marietta, and I ended up going to one that I did not even think or plan to go to because my procedure had been at the other, at the main one. But my husband said, "What, do you want to try this?" And I immediately shut that down. No. I need to go where I had the procedure. We need to get going. But as we were leaving, something inside said, Let's try this one first. When we arrived, there was a man who was waving his arms to us in the inside the hospital. And I'm like, oh, we parked in the wrong place. That's what he's telling us because it says ambulance and staff only. But he was waving his arms to open the doors and waving us in to tell us to come in, that do we need help? They can help us. And that was the start of my path that God had for me that evening and the comfort that I felt. I knew that I was not alone, and I knew that from the moment that we left and that Dave was praying for me and that God was directing our steps, that I was not alone and I felt comforted. This man welcomed us in. And I will tell you guys, from the start to the finish of the time that I was there, and it was some 5 or 6 hours, I was not alone. I arrived with I felt like crap. When they checked me, my blood pressure was 220 over 120. I had never felt that in my life. I was running a fever. And as someone who's older and gets a fever, it really knocks you. My heart rate was in the 130s. I think I was dehydrated from a two-day prep and then nothing after midnight, and the procedure was at noon that day. I really felt poor, and my oxygen level was low. So as I arrived and was attended to, the first person that I then met after the gentleman was a nurse who took me back. I did register, and then the nurse took me back. His name was Cody, and he was helpful and kind. And I think he saw quickly my level of distress. And instead of leaving me in a little curtain partition, little bed, he took me all the way into the back. And it was an actual room that had a little restroom with it. Of course, I got into a gown that opened in the back. How ironic was it that I began my day and ended my day in two different hospitals with two different gowns that opened in the back. But in one of them, I was called to offer God's comfort to others. And if you want to look that up, that's in 2 Corinthians, it's verses 1 through 4. It talks about being given the comfort of God and it being called from you to share it with others. That morning it was called from me, but by that evening it was given to me. I felt God's comfort. I felt it coming through these people to me, back to me. It also reminded me of Luke, the scripture, Luke 6:38, where it says, "Give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap." And that's what I felt too. As Cody, my nurse, was attending to me and helping me and comforting me, we talked a little bit. And what I will tell you is, those of you who know me at all know of my feeling of Cleveland Clinic. And that is how blessed we are to have such a high-level medical facility a couple hours up the road. I have told many people about it. I have encouraged those I love to go there and have helped them to set up a chart there. My brother, my husband, my friend, myself, all of the people that I love, I have encouraged to go there to receive help. Cody's talking with me, and we're just in this tiny little emergency room in Marietta, Ohio. And he shares with me that he's a traveling nurse, and this is a part-time thing that he does on top of his full-time job, his main job, which is at the clinic. And I'm not someone who would ever think that that would mean what it meant, but he said, yes, my full-time job is at Cleveland Clinic. I'm an emergency room nurse there. That's where I live. And I felt comforted. I, in the amount of time I was there, had blood work twice, a urine analysis, chest x-ray, physical exam, and a CAT scan. All of this done, as well as being given fluids because they felt for sure I was also dehydrated. Throughout everything that evening, there were facts that were given. There was data, information. But on another level, the truth was revealed to me. That's the difference. When God has been invited in, when you have accepted the Son, the gift of Jesus Christ who died for us, you will not be alone. Excuse me, that was the truth. That is what I felt. That was the comfort that was mine to receive. Instead of tightening up and burrowing down and hearing those surface facts, the depth and the truth was underneath that. And that was that God was with me. In every single moment, in every single time that I was there. I had my cross, I was praying, and I felt the comfort and the love and the mercy and the peace and the strength that was mine to receive. I would tell you that it took a lot of time and information to find that underneath the, you know, the surface facts, the truth was, finally on the CAT scan, that I had some situations going on, that this had caused several things in my lungs. And one thing, I had partially, aspirated, taken something up, brought it back down, and now there was something going on there. And so I was given antibiotics, I was given the fluids, I started to feel better. I was tired, but I knew that God was there. I knew that in that moment, in my time of need, I wasn't alone. How I knew this was not focusing on the facts, but digging deeper and looking for the truth. The truth is that each one of you that I am talking to right now either is going through something, a personal battle, or has someone you love going through a battle. You need to not go through this alone. Don't tighten up. Don't wrap your arms around yourself. Don't say, woe is me. How do I do this? How can I get through this? Open yourself up to what God has for you. The struggle is real. The difficulty is true. But the gifts that God has for you will be missed if you close your eyes, you tighten up, and you try to put your head down and force your way through the journey. Open up, surrender. Surrendering this that you cannot carry to God, to Jesus, is the only way to lift you through. This that you are going through right now, yeah, it's tough. It's unbearable. It's more than you can handle. It's you in the fog. Let God help you. Let the help that is yours come into your heart today. Surrender. Say it. I cannot do this. It is too much for me. But together, with your love, with your help, with your mercy, with your son that you have given me, we can get through this. Amen. Let's pray together today. Lord, it's yours. It's not mine. This journey, this very life, all that I am and have and will be, it's yours, Lord. I surrender to you. I give this to you. I give you this battle. I give you this pain. I give it to you. May you fill me this day with your hope and your healing. And I pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.